Earlier this year, the Trump administration announced huge cutbacks at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Now, in the middle of hurricane season and just ahead of an important anniversary, some of its remaining employees are warning that FEMA's ability to respond to a disaster has been crippled by these changes.
The Katrina Declaration, a warning to Congress coming 20 years after one of the deadliest and costliest storms to ever hit the United States. The letter, signed publicly by 36 current and former FEMA employees and backed anonymously by nearly 150 more, argues the Trump administration has reversed FEMA's progress since Hurricane Katrina blasted the Gulf Coast back in 2005, claiming more than 1,800 lives and costing more than $160 billion in damages. Hurricane Katrina was not just a natural disaster, but a man-made one, the letter reads. The plea to lawmakers warns FEMA's current leaders, including Acting Administrator David Richardson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who oversees the agency, hinder the swift execution of its mission. In a statement, FEMA's acting press secretary said, quote, our obligation is to survivors, not to protecting broken systems. But employees wrote they hoped this petition would come in time to prevent not only another national catastrophe like Hurricane Katrina, but the effective dissolution of FEMA itself.